What's going on, fellas?
Aw, jeez, man, nothing, man. We're just hanging out and stuff.
You wanna get hurt?
Don't be scared, homie.
Stop it, motherfucker! Stop it!
Happy end of next!
Nick's antics inside the octagon fuck with a lot of people's heads.
And Bobby's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
What does that even mean? Yeah, exactly.
And then the entire time the fight is going on, like, what, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? What you gonna do, bitch? And then you hit him. Oh, bitch, I just stunned you, bitch.
Now I am the
Kanga,
the destroyer of worlds.
You're already dead!
We shall never surrender, whatever the cost may be.
Yeah, that's a
man in a fucking town. I'm not Nick Diaz. I'm the Nick Diaz of Knox.
Welcome to the show.
Episode 130 with podcast guests, Positive Vibes and Kevin Dutch of The Anchor Nation, Building Bridges Using Positivity and How to Win at Social Audio.
Hey, hey!
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Pretty good, PP. Well,
joining us on the line right now, we have the man made of positivity itself, Positive Vibes, and also the man who exudes nothing but positivity himself, Mr. Kevin Touch of the Anchor Nation. Boys, how you doing today?
Good to be on the show, Nick. Doing great.
Woo! I'm doing well, my friend. Doing well.
The OG squad back on the line.
Yeah, for
Episode
sure.
Episode 130 today, guys. Unreal.
Oh. It keeps going, man. It keeps going. Time flies.
That's it. Rule one, you got to start. Rule two, never stop. And that is what we are doing here. We are keeping the train rolling, even though I missed Monday. So how was Monday for you guys?
It was good.
KT, go.
It was good. I had a good Monday. Got Anchor again. It's good to see our boy Louis Vassell. He was featured on the Anchor Nation. And again, he's done slowly and slowly, and things are going well.
Oh, that's awesome. Louis Vassell, everybody. Get him to the Gary. He was on the Anchor Nation yesterday, so I'm going to go check that out later today. How about you, PV? How was Monday for you?
Things were good. It's the same thing on Anchor because I'm still on version 2 on my other phone as well. So just going back and forth, going with the flow, playing around with it, and just having fun for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I definitely want to talk about your first impressions as well as KT's new impressions of version 3. But one of the reasons I wanted to have you guys on, I recently experienced something online that really moved me, and I wanted to share it on the podcast, but I didn't want to do it necessarily alone. So I thought who better to have on than Positive Vibes, and then obviously KT was a last minute addition, welcomed addition, and these two guys are spreading positivity out there. You guys are doing some amazing work out there, so I figured I'd bring you guys on, share this story, and I believe and I know you will have some stories and some things to add onto this here. But one of the things that I'm doing on my station moving forward is trying to get it more specific, more topic specific. So I've been kind of jumping around, doing literally anything I want on the show. And now I'm going to try to get it a little more centered, I guess. And so I've been inspired by this experience. So today's topic, theme, whatever you want to call it, is basically how positivity will win every time, and how positivity can be or is a bridge between people.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to tell this story really quickly. I'm sure we'll be able to jump into all these little details that you might want to know, but as you all know, as you guys know, KT and PV, I play Awesome Knots, this video game called Awesome Knots, which is a 3-on-3 video game. And what a lot of people might not know is that there's no voice communication in this game. It's all text-based chatting. That's the only way that you can communicate with each other. And basically, I was in a match with a couple of people. And I was doing very well.
Sorry, buddy. Getting the snack a little loud in the house. I'm getting quiet.
It's always KT, always KT.
Every time, buddy. You know how I roll. I don't care about what's going on. We're still rolling the punches.
For sure.
I mean, the Danish, right?
And anyways, so I'm playing this game, and I end up doing phenomenal in this one game. And which sometimes happens more commonly now than ever for some reason. I think it's because I'm recording more of the games than ever, but I end up playing with this guy, and we end up partying up basically after this game, and we go on to play a couple of games together. But in between these games, our conversations start to get longer and longer, and then eventually we stop playing the game altogether, and we just start talking to one another. And the long and short of the conversation, and I'm not trying to blow this guy up, but he doesn't even have social media or anything like that. But
right.
He is a 16-year-old kid, and I found all this through discovery. You know, it didn't just happen. So I'm giving you the Cole's Notes version here. But he's a 16-year-old kid from Brazil, and he arguably is scared for his life when he goes outside of his house. Like, it's not a great situation in Brazil. He's telling me about, you know, how many murders they have every year and stuff like that, and he's a mechanic. And at one point in the conversation, he asked me like where I'm from, and I say Canada, and then he says it's some of the ways that he's said some of the things that really got to me. And at one point he says, I've got the conversation pulled up here. He goes, "You seem happy. You seem to be happy there." And then he says later, "Please never come to Brazil," is one of the things that he says. And that I remember when he said that in the conversation. And oh, that's right. He says, "Thank you, my friend. It could be worse. The holes in the road, they're not the problem. I just wish we could go outside without fear of being killed." And it really hit me right there how good I had it, you know, in Canada, wherever I was, you know, not necessarily in Brazil. But basically, the long and short of where I'm going with this is this kid's a mechanic, and he said to me at one point, "Do you think my skills would be, you know, welcome? Do you think I'd be employable anywhere else or in Canada?" And I practically laughed at the question because I'm like, I think by accident I came across 5 mechanic jobs for Toronto, Ontario, Canada, just randomly through like internet surfing. So I went and found a whole job site with all these mechanic jobs. I sent it to him all the way in Brazil. And several times during this conversation, he said the words, "I want to cry right now." And eventually saying, "I wish I had a plane ticket to Canada." I've since talked to him afterwards and stuff like that. And I know so many more details. I know so many details, I feel like, about this kid and his life. And it was only about 3/4 of the way into the conversation that I asked him his age, and he was 16 years old, which is about half my age. And it really just hit me that positivity it doesn't have to be in the form of a podcast necessarily. It doesn't have to be in the form of Instagram or anything else. Some people only have, you know, a video game potentially. They only have, you know, this one means of connecting with other people. And unless you are positively, you know, engaged in whatever that is, you're going to miss potentially meeting these people and potentially, hopefully, inspiring them to change their lives for the better and do better for themselves because they're worth it. And the last thing I'll say is the only reason I feel I found this guy is I put an ad on the subreddit, so the Reddit for Awesome Knots, and it said something like, "Looking for 2 savages to come wreck some noobs with me right now," or something like that. And nobody responded to me. But after I put that online, I went on to the game, and I instantly found this guy in the first game that I was playing. and we have since struck up a bit of a friendship, and right. it's really moved me in a way that I didn't think, you know, I could still be moved by this game that I've logged 2,600 hours in, you know, so that's my story, and I know you guys are out there doing so much more than your podcasts and what you're doing on Anchor, but on all the other social medias as well, and who knows whatever else you're doing. So I was hoping that maybe you guys would have a story or two, and maybe we can start with PV. I'm just going to pick one of you. So maybe start with PV if you had a story since you've been on this thing. For anybody that doesn't know who you are, you've been doing your positive vibes thing for like 5 years on social media, right? You just had your anniversary.
Yeah,
right?
So I just completed your anniversary. There we go. It was just this past Wednesday last week. So, but yeah, that was a touching story. And it comes back to, you know, just things of version two, especially Power of One.
Yes.
No matter how that is, if I would say anything I've already learned, and that listening things that I would never ever have listened to, right? I'm coming on these stations, listening, right? That's my mindset now, is that, right? If somebody's negative, right? Because I understand that's what they are in their life right now. Yep. So, like that story that. But imagine what he's going through at that age, right? And exactly. I look, when I was 16, I was no roof for things of that nature. Situation, right? And I know in the past, even during positive vibes, people have safer.
Hey, I apologize, Positive Vibes. I don't know if you're getting the same thing as I am, KT, but you're cutting in and out, PV.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think it might be just the connection issue.
You seem to be fine, KT, so I don't know if there's something you're doing or a location you're in, PV, that is messing you up, but...
PV?
Oh, no, he is gone now, for sure. All right, so...
You got me.
I guess we're moving on to KT. We'll get PV back on once he figures out his connection issue, I guess. But KT, you're a man of influence here on Anchor and other places in the social media realm, in my opinion. No one else's opinion, maybe. I'm just saying my opinion. Have you experienced any stories like that where you've come across somebody who really needed to hear your positivity and, like, you were able to help them through maybe a rough patch, either in their social media journey or in their personal life, potentially?
Oh, yeah. Well, one time, it was me and my buddy. He was in high school, and he was on the cross-country team. And I remember, like, yesterday, we had he came to me July 2nd, 2016, and we were about to enter our senior year together at high school. He told me, he's like, "Hey, man, I'm doing a lot of leadership roles, and my team's not doing it." And he was talking about how he's getting isolated and whatnot.
Huh.
So I gave him the whole spiel about, I'm on a rec team, and you need to somehow work with them. But the conversation, I'll tell you right, started at 6 o'clock at night that night. It didn't end till 2 a.m. That was the longest conversation I ever helped. So 8 hours to get all the feelings out. And I remember after the game, he's like, "Bro, you're like a blessing." And I was just like, that's humbling right there.
Wow.
You know, but the funny thing is that year, 2016, his cross-country season, I'm pretty sure he placed like 5 times in the top 3, you know, like 5 events. So you see stuff like that where I could, because I have the sports experience, because I have, yes, I'm young, and I don't seem at my prime yet of speaking. I'm still very, that's hard to believe. But because I'm not there, and because I can still relate to almost anyone, and Anchor being that voice for me, because I'll share a story. I mean, senior year, last year, 2017, this time, I didn't know what Anchor was. I didn't know what I was going to do. I mean, if you would have told me 1 year from now that you have Anchor Nation, you have pretty good understanding of people now, which you were back then.
With 100,000 applause.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that. I lost some.
Yeah, I know. We were all getting hit pretty hard.
I lost my
1,000 listeners, as you know. But continue. This is powerful, dude.
Oh, yeah. And I remember just like, wow, my journey's even just like that. I remember Elaine, and after we connected, before we went off to college, we took a graduation photo. He said his last words since the last time I met him, the last time I saw him, was like, hey, man, whatever happens, thank you for what you did. And I just knew, like, right there, dang. Like, that hit home. Like, that stuff right there, you can't replace. That's real human emotion. And I think stuff like that, where you, with the same thing with the kid from Brazil.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I've never been to Brazil, but all I Me know either. Is it's a rough area. South America, there's a lot of stuff going on there that we probably can't say.
Dude, what really hit me is, you know, he would ask me certain things about, like, aren't Canada. Cell phones super cheap there? And I would be like, what's super cheap? And we would go through it. And it turns out, like I would tell him, you know, there are deals here where you can get an iPhone X for $0 with a contract and stuff. And he's like, what do you mean by contract? He's like, and then I explain again. It's like, you know, $80 a month or whatever. And then that you get your services. But then you get your iPhone X for free, basically. And he's like, so I just get an iPhone X for paying my services. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's how the way you look at it. But like that, and he's like, you live in heaven. He kept on saying that you live in heaven. And those words really, really stuck with me. And then the other things he was saying were gas. You're a car guy. So, and liters. You don't know liters, though. Gallons to liters.
I think it's like 3.2.
So it's 3.78.
Oh, they raised it. Wow. Okay. Last time it was like 3.2, like 5 years ago. It's been a while since I.
So, yeah. So for 1 gallon there, it is of regular gas. Oh, my goodness. Of just regular unleaded gas or whatever. The basic. Is that right? $5.86, is that right?
They're paying
$1.55 a liter. Oh, that must be right.
Yeah, it's about $1.50. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
Goodness gracious. And so we were talking about that. We were talking about car prices specifically. And
probably nothing like it.
It's nothing like it. And I was like, so he's like, what are cars there? And I'm like, well, you know, we have everything. So what are you talking about? Are we talking about like Escalades and stuff like that? Or are we talking like Civics? And he's like, are you kidding me? A Civic is luxury here.
And oh my God.
Oh my God. Exactly, dude. I know you're a car guy. So it hits you when somebody says Civic is a luxury car. It's like, oh my goodness. Like,
oh yeah.
That's the, like, it's a nothing against Civics or anything like that. It's a solid car, but it ain't no Porsche or Corvette, even. It's not even a Corvette.
No, it's not even a Camaro. I mean, yeah, I hear you. It's stuff like that. You feel like you just want to help, but it's like.
But you try your best. Is what I'm trying to get to, I think, is because I felt the exact same thing. I'm like, if I had the money, I'd pay for your plane ticket here and help you get a job and all this different stuff. But obviously, I don't have that money, and I'm going to try to do everything I can that he wants me to do, especially. To help him, but
right.
At the end of the day, you know, it's on him ultimately. But all I can do is offer him a window into the potential life outside of his country, which it appears, especially since he doesn't have social media, he doesn't have right now. So that was a very powerful thing to realize that I could offer to some people that might not. And the other thing he said, so part of my, I guess, strategy to get people aware of the podcast and what I'm doing here is bringing my podcast to the people. It sounds like a basic idea, but essentially I feel like a lot of people on Anchor, myself included, get stuck in the trap of being like, oh, I produced this amazing episode. Why isn't anybody listening to it on Anchor? And it was the crazy Asian who really got it in my head that I got to go elsewhere for my listeners as well. And so that's why when I started going on everything And now I've realized that even on Steam, the gaming platform, it also has a basic social media built into it. And so now I've customized that for my podcast, and it drives to my podcast. And I've basically been friending so many people playing Awesomenaut because I'm thinking, who else would want to listen to an Awesomenaut themed podcast than the people that are literally playing this game? And so I just, you know, add so many people, and I want to play with them. That's the other thing. So, but all I'm trying to get at is, I think we all kind of think we know. Even myself, I'm like, oh, I know all the ways to spread the positivity now and get my message of positivity. Essentially, that's what I've realized I have, is a message of positivity and hope. And how do I get that out to more people? Or we think we know all the ways, and there's so many more ways than we can even dream of right now. And it all it takes is your imagination, and then hopefully the app exists.
Right, right. We have to, as Lewis would say, you have to keep pushing. I mean, that's it. You have to keep pushing that maximum level, because positivity, one thing about positivity, it doesn't take the day off. I mean, negativity, same deal, but positivity, you would hope, would never take the day off. And you hope if we could just have one positive moment in the world, in what, 7 billion people, one or two a day per person, or just even once in a week. I mean, that adds up. I think it's important.
Especially if you're used to having nothing.
Oh, I mean, you have to be grateful, and it humbles you. I think what moments like that, when same thing with the guy with the cross country, I'll admit that summer,
yeah,
I wasn't on nothing. I wasn't on vacation. I was just at home, and I'll admit, I'm like, well, you know what? It's the summer of 16 here, and I mean that whole month, I was just like, dang, well, this could happen, you know. Yeah. I mean, this could happen, and you just never would think, how would someone get isolated, or how that, things run through your head and affects you, and then the next month hits, and you have to get ready for school, work, or something in the next day, whatever the case may be, and you have to go back into that mindset that we still have to continue to push the positivity, or push whatever the message you're trying to get across, because it doesn't take a day off, and you have to listen to your conscience and be like, I know stuff's in the back of my mind, but that's what they want to do. The message wants you to do that, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It more than anything, like you're trying, like you said, it's a meditation. It's something to practice daily, and you're not always going to be the most positive, and you're not always going to be as positive as you were yesterday, or potentially that one time that you were like bouncing off the walls. But, you know, as long as it's in your mind to aim for it every time, then you won't be let down by whatever happens, because it's when, right, we don't aim for that positive target that it's almost like we give up trying, because we give up hope and we give up that positivity. And one of the other reasons this is coming to me is because I've realized that I've stopped doing that in my gaming journey. I've kind of gone inwards a little bit to regain a little bit of the competitiveness
right.
in my gaming. And now I'm like, oh yeah, the other reason I love gaming is because there's other people exactly like me competing in this unique world that only a few of us know about. And it's fascinating. So
no, it's not always a fascinating, but it's humbling too to know that you're a select few that do this, and you're kind of chosen to be like, okay, I'm in this game, and I know it's competitive, but at the end of the day, we're all the same. We're all humans.
Yeah, I mean, and just the last thing, not to put myself up on a pedestal or anything, but this is one of the things that he said to me, that the Brazilian kid that really kind of hit me in the face, if you will, kind of like knocked me down, was I told him that two of the characters from the video game that we were talking in were on my podcast, just through the happenstances conversation and stuff. And he basically back and forth. And he's like, holy crap, I have a celebrity podcaster on my friend list. And
wow,
while I don't consider myself a celebrity, I definitely consider myself a podcaster at this point. But to hear somebody, and I mean, he doesn't even have Instagram, so, you know, he's probably never even heard of a podcast. He's never probably listened to the Joe Rogan podcast. He doesn't necessarily know what the range of a podcast could be, but just hearing that somebody, you know, believes in, essentially what I took is he believes in what I'm doing, even with not even hearing it. He's like, that's awesome, dude. Whatever that is, that's awesome.
Right.
That was extraordinarily humbling. And I think that's what I'm taking away from this whole thing is through the pause, through making a bridge using positivity, I've become extraordinarily humbled by it. You know, this whole process and it's really taken a toll, like mentally on me. Like I can't stop thinking about that kid and the conversation and how to do it more.
Well, but at least at the end of the day, it does feel good to know that your message, although it may, for us, like we think of you as Nick Diaz and a big supporter of the little guy. I still consider you one of the massive guys on here because of the little guy. but outside the app, just think about it. For anybody who's not an anchor, to them, they might think we're either a celebrity or a big thing. And we have to realize that's humbling. And for me, I haven't gotten any of that stuff, but it's okay. I don't think I need that recognition just yet. But for you to get that recognition, it shows your message is spreading in a good way, which that's credit to you, man, which is good.
I mean, I didn't necessarily say it to get compliments or anything, but because again, it's not like he's like on the cutting edge of podcasts. I'm not saying his opinion doesn't matter, but
right.
I more or less just said it that, like, you know, that's a belief in just positivity and that message of positivity, and it makes me all warm and fuzzy inside, dude.
Yeah, PV would definitely when you can talk to him again. I'm sure.
I know. I wish, but I think this will be okay, dude. I was only hoping to do a quick one because I want to get back in the saddle today. Other things to take care of today too. But I got two questions that I said I was going to ask you guys, and I guess it's just you now, so I'll ask you.
Yeah, go for it.
You gave me your first impressions last week of the new update on Anchor. Have you found any new things that you want to discuss? Any new features that you like? Anything that you don't like?
The only thing I'm looking at, and this is something I don't know if you've listened to the Uncle Mike and Ike show. That's not one of my...
Not yet, no.
It's a long one. It's an hour 20. You could tell that's no short form content. we were thinking about this. Is we're looking at possibly creating a council. That's something that's down the road. But we also looked at what about the newest person? Because there's no recent tab, how do we improve that area? That's the only area of concern I could see with this. Because now that there's no recent tab, it's not easy to pick up new people.
And help them out on the first day.
Right, right.
Day.
And that's actually, to me, that's another, when he said that, that's humbling to me. Because without Ike, without the recent tab, I wouldn't have met Ike, you. A lot of people I met.
So many people.
Oh, man. And to me, it's like, imagine if this was the start. I don't think we're connected. Like, that's crazy to think, but I feel in a sense where how can we improve this? I'm looking at ideas for the future to see what we can do to somehow get connected. I know there's a search bar.
Well, I mean, my anchor intro is a great place for people to go to introduce themselves to Anchor, to the Anchor fam, to the Anchor community in general. We don't all get to be on the Anchor. We don't all get the luxury, the privilege of being on the Anchor Nation, though most of us will eventually. Probably, I think you're booked till the end of the year, right?
Oh, no,
I'm just kidding. This guy works. Oh, man, but I think that's a good point. The recents tab is gone, so we need some way of helping out those first dayers.
I mean, I know the Echo and comments are coming back. That's going to be huge.
Back.
Because when they come back, then I can kind of scope things out and I can kind of work my magic to build them. Because if it's not the Anchor Nation and if it's not me, the next guy we just had on the line, PV, he'll find you too. I mean, he was the king of the comment and the Echo. I mean, he knew how to do it like a pro. And I think when we get that back, we can start finding more listeners. But for right now, as I've been saying verbatim every day, just stay patient. Just keep that steady wheel and we'll get back into it. I really think if we just keep it steady and don't overreact and just let the app take its course. We'll be in good shape.
Couldn't agree more. You got to have faith, as the song says, as many songs say.
Yes, sir.
So the other question, the other thing, it's a good segue here. So we just talked about the new update for the biggest social audio platform in the world. What is, and you've been on since last July, what is Kevin Touch's number one, at least number one off the top, tip to win on or at social audio?
The number one tip for the new anchor, now that we can't echo and comment, the number one tip for me is find your home now. Now it's changed where, because everything is into an episode, find your home now and then find your home again. Find as many ideas as you can and condense that into 100 things if you have to. I mean, it sounds crazy, but the more if you're starting, especially if you're starting, we're not going to talk about the OGs. Because they kind of got their footing. But for a new person especially, try as many ideas on that dartboard. It may sound crazy, but the more you throw on that dartboard, the better chance along the run you'll get a bullseye. And when you get that bullseye, incorporate about the other 25, 30 things you did. Just take a little piece of it, and it'll come up to one great idea. And that's how you sell. And that's how you master social audio and anchor for now.
And then when you find that idea and you're like, oh, this feels really good, you double down. You
triple, yes, sir.
You put the pedal to the metal. You push it to the red, and you give it as much as you can, as often as you can.
100% every day, as PB would like to say. Just 100% every day. 100%.
Well, dude, I mean, that's a fantastic tip, and I think that's where we're going to leave it, because right now I'm going to get into my – I think I'm going to do top five tips on how to win on audio and anchor and potentially any type of audio
platform.
So I want to thank you for joining me for episode 130. I would thank PB, but it's going to have to be offline here because he is no longer with us in this conversation. He is not dead. He's just left this conversation.
And also, man, almost 20 more episodes, 150. It's hard to believe, but you're getting there. I'm liking this.
It's crazy. And my goodness, people, I know KT comes on a lot. I know PB comes on a lot. They are my podcasting brothers in podcasting, as well as so many other brothers and sisters out there. But I have so many amazing interviews planned for the next month or so. And again, I'm just waiting on schedules from some of these huge people, huge bands, MMA fighters.
This guy's moving. Nick Diaz and not
people, huge parkour people. They're going to be coming on the show. So I know that's going to be happening at some point, but this topic of positivity and social audio just kind of came up with the new update and this experience. So I want to thank you for coming on and listening to the story and also sharing your thoughts on both the new update and how positivity can build bridges between people.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate your time, buddy. And later, all the peas and nuts.
Woo! Kevin Touch, everybody. Welcome back to the Nick Diaz of Nuts podcast. Hope you enjoyed that hype song, Look at Me Now by London Future. And hope you also enjoyed that talk of positivity, connecting and building bridges between people with my man Positive Vibes and the King of the North, Kevin Touch of the Anchor Nation. Go check out the interview he did with Louis Vazel that was released yesterday, and I'm sure there was a new one released today, but I don't know who it is. So why don't you go and check it out and let me know. I told the story about building a bridge through positivity, not using a standard social media like Anchor. Even Anchor's mainstream standard to me now. But I used a video game to connect with somebody using positivity. And if there's anything that this recent story that I told me, it was that I can have an effect on people out there in the world. And it might not be big or meaningful to anybody else but myself and potentially the person that I've connected with, but that's not the point. That's not why I do it at all. That's not why I hold the door open for people or let jaywalkers cross when I could have taken the gap in the traffic, or hell, why the hashtag Welcome Squad was started in the first place on the old anchor. It's because I want tomorrow to be better than today. And if you think, nah, we're good enough right now, all it takes is hearing the small realities of somebody else's life, especially if they are younger, for it to really hit home. If not about how much you have, but then about how much you can give. And it's not just always about money. Though I think, in my opinion, a lot of people would rather spend money and have somebody else do it than them. Well, here comes the positivity people. The less people doing it just means that there's a bigger opportunity and more of a need for you to be doing something positive out there in the world. And I know you can be doing something positive out there in the world. Something. Even if it's just one of those things that I said about holding the door open or something. Just talking to people that are making your food potentially. I love talking to people that are making my food. It's one of my favorite pastimes, honestly. And if you need some place to start, go check out Osro Hepworth. He's in my favorites or followers on Anchor as well as on Instagram, and he's also on my Insta feed, so go out and go check there. He was a recent guest on this show, and he recently completed 365 days of positivity posts, so you can actually go join him. He is doing a positivity challenge. If you need some place to start, it's like a crash course for not only positivity but social media as well. It's a really cool idea that he's doing, and I really, really, really enjoy talking to Osro and enjoy what he's doing out there, all the way out there in California. So I'm going to play one more song on this episode, and then I'm going to come right back and give you my Nick Diaz of Knots top 5 tips on how to win at social audio before coming back and signing off with, of course, the last 3 songs of the day. Woo! Let's go! I need me some Calvin Harris. Let's play some Calvin Harris. This is Sweet Nothing on the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. And if you aren't listening on the Anchor app, you are not going to be able to listen to this music. So you're sleeping. What are you doing not listening to me on the Anchor app? You got to listen to me on the Anchor app. It's free. It's free. It's free. So, without further ado, let's get to Nick Diaz of Knots' top 5 tips to help you win at social audio or any social media platform that incorporates audio in any way. So, number 1, be specific and relevant. Have a very specific topic that you plan on talking about on your podcast or episode or whatever, and breaking down. And bonus points if the topic is somehow current or relevant in the news or people are talking about it on social media. Number 2, keep it short. I am not Joe Rogan, just as much as you are not Joe Rogan. And I personally have to remind myself that sometimes doing this podcast, because I tend to go very long with sometimes with my explanations of things, and especially my talks with people go very long. But we just got so much to say. But keeping it short and having very specific episodes will help potential listeners really find the stuff they want to listen to of yours, rather than taking a wild guess at an episode and having you ramble about something that they might not care about. Engagement outside of your podcast is key. If you are on Anchor, you got to be doing at least 2 call-ins a day. Or if you're on Instagram or Twitter, 2 comments on 2 posts that aren't yours a day. This is going to help bring awareness to your podcast. And it's going to work while you're not working, because who knows who's going to hear that call-in that you did when it gets published. And who knows who's going to see that comment, that witty comment that you left, or that amazing, insightful fact that you dropped on Twitter or Instagram comments. Short keyword optimized titles is the number four tip. The title of your show or podcast episode should be short and specific, and it should be as short and specific as the podcast itself is. Not only will this optimize the title for your Google searches inherently, but it will also make it more efficient, hopefully, towards you for people to find, as I said before, to decide to listen to your stuff. If you make your title really long, that's going to be a lot of decisions. If you make it four words, that's not too much thinking. And it will be reflective of how long or short your episode is. So if you make the title short, in their head they'll be like, oh, this isn't too much of a commitment. That, I mean, that's Nick Diaz of Knott's logic right there. But so it's not exact science, but it's science. And the last tip, number five, you gotta market it correctly. What do I mean by this? I mean, you got to get on all the social medias, not just using them as your social media shitter like I do Twitter. No offense, Twitter. I love all my Twitter followers, and I'm getting the hang of it, but slowly but surely. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. But here's the kicker. If you make your topic very specific, you can find places online, groups of people online outside of social media, or at least traditional social media, like Facebook and Snapchat and all that stuff, where people are hungry for new information, for new podcasts, for new details about a specific topic. And what I mean is the forums online, and the younger generation might not know about this, but you can just Google whatever the topic is. Let's just say paintballing. Just type in paintballing forum, F-O-R-U-M, into Google. And I promise you there will be a forum on whatever topic that you're talking about. And I know it might sound like a lot of work, but go and register on that site and publish your episode on there. Just saying, hey, I did this podcast. If anybody would like to listen, I would love to hear what you think. Something like that. Don't be pushy. Don't be too self-promoting, being like, oh, this is the greatest podcast ever or whatever. No, you got to just be very humble, but you just got to let the people know that your podcast exists. You can go to Reddit. You can go to Dig and find specific subreddits or sub whatever it is on Dig and post on there. And again, some of those places have very restrictive self-promotion policies. So there are subreddits on Reddit for Anchor, for podcasts, that allow you to publish your podcasts on there. So make sure to go take advantage of those. Take your podcast to the people. Don't expect them to find it on whatever social media that you're on. I would love for you to let me know if any of the above, on any of the above socials that I've mentioned, on where else people should be sharing their podcast. Where else should I be sharing my podcast that I haven't mentioned already? Please send me a call in on Anchor. And if you don't have Anchor, download this free app. It is amazing and revolutionary, and it's the whole reason I am able to be a podcaster. I am on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, not Snapchat, YouTube, Lemur. I'm everywhere, so come at me and let me know, where should I be posting my podcast? Where should people also be posting their podcasts? Because I believe that you are all making quality content out there, but I also believe that there's tons of people that would love your content that just don't even know you exist. So on top of finding that for myself, I would love to help you all find that for yourself. So let me know if I can help you in any way. This is the Nick Diaz of Knots. Time for the last three songs of the day. It's all trap music today. It's Trap Music Tuesday. I forgot to announce that earlier. So we're going to finish it off with three trap songs. And potentially a bone, not even potentially, we're definitely doing the Turbo song, Illenium. I don't even know if it's trap, but it's definitely in the same genre as all these other songs. So thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to the Nick Diaz of Knots podcast. Tune in tomorrow where I hope to have a guest on to talk about who knows what. Because that's my thing. I can talk about whatever I want on this podcast, just like you can talk about whatever you want on your podcast. Just remember, number one rule, make it specific. Don't be scared, homies, is the number six rule. Don't be scared, homies. Nick Diaz of Knots out.
But it's alright. You're on your own with nothing to hold you back. And now you're driven past the red lights. Beyond your shades, all the colors seem fading. And now you're moving at the speed of light. I'll lead you home tonight. I'll be fine, you're in the corner.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.